Before we take a short break, we'd like to bring you a segment we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask some of our guests about the music that's topping their personal playlists. Today, we feature Bob Johnson, founder of RLJ Companies. Now, of course, many people know him as the co-founder of Black Entertainment Television, BET, a network that introduced black popular music to a wide audience. He came by our studios to talk about a new business venture in Haiti, but he also shared with us some of his favorite music.
I'm Bob Johnson, the founder and chairman of the RLJ Companies and the founder of Black Entertainment Television, and here's what I'm listening to.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's heart. Thank the Lord.
No, I was probably flying to Miami for a meeting of some kind, and the music I was listening to was something by Curtis Mayfield and Impressions. All the stuff in my iPod is old school stuff.
I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way. Somehow, 'cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing.
And I would probably add to that Peebo Bryson. I like everything he's done, but it would probably be the theme from Aladdin.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I like that song because I took my kids when they were like 6 and 9 to a safari in Africa and included a balloon ride over the Serengeti. And while I was up there, I had a cassette player. And I played that tune while we were sailing in a balloon over to Serengeti, his sun coming up about 6 or 7 a.m. and the annals were just coming out. And for two kids who had just seen the Lion King, to be on a safari in Africa and to be at a balloon sailing over there, I thought that was sort of a fun thing to do for them.
That again is Bob Johnson, founder of RLJ Companies and the co-founder of Black Entertainment Television, BET. We last talked with him about his plans to build two new factories in Haiti that will produce construction materials. If you want to hear that conversation with him, you can go to npr.org and then go to the programs page and hit Tell Me More.